My name is Jennifer. I'm a compulsive overeater.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer.
And I sponsor the first three steps. So, Rachel, before I came and spoke tonight, she did give me four questions to discuss. I'll just give you a little bit of an overview. I think that when I come to those four questions, the overview will help make sense. So I have been in program coming up on 4 years. When I started in program, I had just had a lot of sort of difficult life events had just occurred. I knew I needed to be here, but because the previous year I had been extremely ill, I'd been in a coma, I'd been in the hospital, and I'm somebody who has not been sick in my life. Like, I take no sick days a year, or I take one sick day a year, and then all of a sudden I'm in the intensive care unit fighting for my life, and then, so it was a year later. My father had died, the death was very expected, he had a long illness, but it was still, you know, a big change in my life. I'd also just gotten divorced. My husband and I have, well, ex-husband now, have been on good terms. We were living apart, and for legal reasons, it seemed like the right time. We had lived apart for a while to get divorced. So I had a bunch of stuff. When I came into program, I said to myself, do not try and do every single thing, because you may not be able to do it. You are, you know, in the state that's exhausted. I absolutely knew I had to be here. So I started with program, and I came for, I think I was here for almost a year, probably 10 months before I had a sponsor. So what I was doing is I was being very slow with myself. I was coming to meetings, and then I was beginning to pick things up. I was like saying, okay, let me now do service. And after I was doing service, I was like, and I thought, a friend who had recommended OA to me, I thought I was doing the steps because, I mean, I was reading the book, so I was like, oh, okay, well, I'm doing this. And she said, you're doing the steps without a sponsor? I said, yes. And she said, no, you need a sponsor. So I said, okay, let me go get a sponsor. So I got a sponsor, and I started working with her. She came from the HOW program, so she had certain rules. I think some people who are in this room are familiar with the HOW program. She had certain expectations for the number of phone calls that we would have and what we would do in our sponsorship meetings. So I started working with her. There's a meeting that I had regularly attended, and I happened to be doing service at the time. It's a meeting that has a lot of people who have 20, 25, 30 years experience in OA, and I was fairly new to the program. I'm in my second year now. I was doing service. I was serving as secretary. And a young woman came for the first time to that meeting, and at the end of the meeting, she asked me to sponsor her. And I felt like, well, I just can't sponsor you. I took her name and I took her telephone number. I said, I'm going to speak to my sponsor and I'll call you back. She was very upset. She shared in the meeting that she was not just eating compulsively, that she was eating constantly, and she simply could not stop, so she was very upset. So I talked to my sponsor, and I said, you know, this woman asked me, I'm not worthy, I can't do this, but she's in need, what do I do? And she said, okay, well, first of all, she said, when you have a day of abstinence, other people who are just coming into the program, and they don't even have that, they look at you, you know everything. So she said, you may be able to offer her more than you think you can. That's the first thing that she said. And the second thing that she said to me is, this is based on the AA program. And in AA, when we started in the 30s and 40s, people who had a single day of sobriety would go into the hospitals, and they would pull people you know from the AA book are in really difficult circumstances, and they would say, you know, come join this program, and they would get the people involved. So she said, we should have the exact same thought about the OA. So I said, okay. I was willing at that point to give it a try, but the woman didn't come back. So now I have this feeling of, oh gosh, I didn't help. I didn't do that. I continued. That sponsorship relationship ended absolutely amicably, but we were not a perfect match. And then I got another sponsor. I was going along with remembering this experience, and I started to hear in these meetings in Northern Virginia people talking about sponsoring the first three steps. So I thought to myself, well, I may be able to do that. I was on step four at the time, so I thought, I think I could probably sponsor the first three steps. And then somebody asked me to sponsor them, and it was a very good fit for me because this is somebody who had been through the program two other times and had a break, and then was coming back for a third time. So it was a very good fit for me because they'd had this experience before. I didn't have as much experience. We went well together. So I started that relationship, and then later on, I have picked up another sponsee. So these questions. When did you start sponsoring and why? The when is both in terms of what month, year, and how far had you gotten in the steps? So I started a year ago. It was in May. It was just for the first three steps. And I was on step four. I was well into step four at that point. I told the sponsee that I would sponsor them for just the first three steps. I would not just drop them. I would try and find them somebody to continue. And what has happened is because I have moved on to the steps, they're actually now on step four, and I continue to work with them because she wanted to continue working. What does your sponsoring look like, and what has changed over time? You might touch on schedule, focus, style, comfort level. Okay, well, I can say this all in 1 minute. So my schedule is I talk to some people in the morning, and I talk to others in the evening, depending on their schedule. One person I speak to in the morning, and a couple of other people I speak to in the evening. And and that has worked out fine. I also speak to people only 5 days a week, and then I always say, you know, you can call me any time. What has been challenging, and how did or do you deal with those challenges? Did you do anything you considered a mistake? And if yes, did you learn from the mistake? I felt the mistake was not jumping in at the beginning. And so that's, other than that, that's the only mistake that I felt. But one of the good things about it was that it compelled me to say, let me try this, because I was scared to try it. And what words of wisdom or encouragement do you have for someone thinking about sponsoring? Do it, because it's a really, let me just say, I know I'm over my time, and Rachel has said we're going to be very strict with it, but let me say this. When I described the time that I was receiving sponsorship from other people. I had a certain amount of guilt about that because I felt like I'm on the receiving end of all this gift and love and knowledge and so on, experience from somebody. I wanted to give back. And my sponsor was telling me, I was not listening to her at all. She was like saying, no, I get things from you. I was like, oh, sure you do. but when I started sponsoring other people, I'm like, oh, wow, you know, you really do get something from the other people. We're all helping each other. And so that's why I would recommend it. But then the other thing is, sometimes, because I try and say, okay, God, you know, how can I give my best advice? What is my best advice? And darn if a lot of times I don't say, you know, that'd be pretty good advice for myself. So that's one of the main reasons why I would suggest sponsoring, because and that is, I feel such strong connection to HP when I feel like I'm giving good advice or I've received something that, hey, that might be a good insight. And so I recommend it to anybody.
Thank you. Thanks for sharing.
Hi.